Yesterday, a bipartisan panel of state lawmakers heard from dozens of Maryland residents and legal advocates who called for police reform measures. The virtual hearing from Annapolis went on for hours, as WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
Black residents told the workgroup of traumatizing encounters with police from Anne Arundel to Howard counties, from Baltimore County to the city. Greta Willis told of the death of her 14-year-old son, Kevin Cooper, by a Baltimore City police officer in August 2006.
My son was experiencing a mental health crisis. I called the police seeking help for Kevin. Two officers initially responded, but one officer left stating the call was abated, meaning it was over.
Reports from the time show that the second officer remained, taking information for a police report when Kevin and his mother began arguing and Kevin attacked the officer with a broom handle. The officer shot Kevin.
He became the judge, the jury, and executioner of Kevin's life. There were no criminal charges placed against the officer.
She urged the delegates to make police accountability their number one priority in the next General Assembly session.
Please explain to me, where is the investigation? Where is the transparency?
The work group, convened after the death of George Floyd at police hands in Minnesota last spring, is looking at several reform proposals, among them making police misconduct investigations public record. Lawyers from the ACLU and the Maryland Office of the Public Defender argued that Maryland's Public Information Act should be amended so a police officer's internal affairs records are not considered personnel documents, and that the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights should be repealed. That law, established nearly 50 years ago, protects officers in investigations of police misconduct. Together, they said, these two changes wouldn't be a cure-all, but would make Maryland's laws similar to the majority of other states. Monisha Shirayal, a lawyer with the Public Justice Center, argued that police and Maryland schools, known as school resource officers, are doing more harm than good. She said the vast majority of arrests, 70%, were for fights not involving weapons, but for offenses like disruption, trespassing, small-time theft.
Most of the remainder are for drug possession, like marijuana in a backpack. 56% of students who are arrested are Black, even though they're only about a third of our student population.
She said a child in a school with a police officer is five times as likely to be arrested for disorderly conduct and twice as likely to be arrested for a fistfight.
We are arresting kids for being kids in the very setting where they're supposed to learn how to grow into successful adults. And we're doing it because the cops we assign to our schools are, by definition, responsible for enforcing the law.
But Delegate Kathy Shalega, a Baltimore County Republican, said her constituents are very satisfied with their children's school resource officers.
Asking to get rid of the school resource officers in my parts of the state would be boldly rejected because those school resource officers that we have are trained really well in social work.
And she said school resource officers, or SROs, can help build a relationship between the police and the community.
We look at it as an opportunity for the police and law enforcement to have very positive interactions with children.
Others urged the work group to be critical of symbolic gestures that don't provide real change. And they asked the legislators to give the communities more oversight over their police departments. They described an unequal power dynamic and a relationship that thus far has been toxic to many Black Marylanders. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.